Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh. Oh my God. So horny. Oh, what number am I? I'm turning somebody's up. So good. I officially want to put a ring on it with Gabby's grandfather. Gabby's grandfather, is he the coolest grandfather we've ever had on that? I loved him.
He's Dingbat Senior.
Oh my God, he's the best.
He was the best.
And John, right?
John. And I have to say, yeah, it was truly just what a joy. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Will You Accept This Rose? My name is Arden Marine, coming to you from my bougie garage in Los Angeles, California. You guys, we have a very special treat with us today. It is Girlfriend Day here at the podcast. I'm just going to be, picture this. You're a fan of Will You Accept This Rose? You listen every week. You love it. You are such a fan that you actually come out of retirement as a drawer and you... That's what they call people who make things.
Yes, you're a drawer.
You're a drawer. And this is the person who if you saw last week on Instagram, my friend who drew that gorgeous, gorgeous portrait of Clayton with the hoodie and Hillary Clinton's jacket as a centaur, and then me flying the plane with mittens. And then she also drew me becoming a champion. Okay, so she is a giant fan of the podcast. So today we were supposed, wow. Oh my God, oh my God, she oh just pulled God. Out a champion hat. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so
beautiful.
I've also read her text recently, which we'll get to in a second, but this is a person who is just a fan of the podcast, is my friend. And so today we were supposed to have on Lacey and Miles, you know, who we love. They were both supposed to come on, and last minute, both of them canceled. And we were like, oh shit. And I thought, you know what would be fun? Let's see if my friend Whitney would come on the pod. Now, at first, it was just Miles that had canceled. So I reached out to Whitney. I was like, do you want to come on with Lacey? And she was like, oh my God, nervous but excited.
Very nervous.
Very nervous but excited. But I was like, you'll be on with Lacey. And then, so you arrive. And then, this is, again, just a fan and a friend. She arrives. And between the time that you were at your house and agreed so generously to come over, we find out Lacey canceled. And you arrived. And you are now the most featured guest. You won the contest. You are so, on behalf of all the fans listening, just picture getting a text at the very last minute and being like, you are the one and only guest on the hometown episode. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend and beautiful drawer. And a full, if this is not becoming a champion, rising to the challenge, my friend Whitney. Oh, welcome to the program,
thank
Whitney.
Thank you so much. It's an honor. It really is.
Now, you've lived in Los Angeles a long time.
I have.
I believe you've probably been around some stars.
Sometimes.
Have you ever been as starstruck as when
no.
the production team walked in?
I got so excited. Now,
and she met, of course, Ariana, Dr. Bennett, Anna, yeah. Hannah Montana, yes, Dana, yes, Anna Hosnier. Yeah, yeah, and yes. You can pick and choose. She'll answer to any of them.
I know.
I really will.
Okay.
And then, of course,
I like Doctor.
What an honor. Katie Levine came in. How did you, have you ever been so starstruck as when?
No, and my favorite thing is where I sort of close my eyes a little bit so I could hear the voice.
Oh my God.
That's really like such an, like, it really takes you.
No.
Like, I'm back in my jog hearing you guys talking.
Well, I want to say that recently I was with you at a birthday party.
Sure.
And you said, God, I need to meet Anna. I just feel like, yeah. You were like, Dr. Banana, I just really feel like we would be friends, is what
we
you
were.
Said.
We are friends.
That's true. Well, again, the podcast, it's like I'm listening to my friends as I go for my jog in the morning. So now I'm really here with you guys that you've never met me before.
No, we've read, you've really taken the champion. And yeah, and we'll talk more about this later, sure. During the we got so many great reviews and emails about the champion. But let me ask you this question, and I don't even need to explain the origin, aside from today. What did you do to become a champion this week, Whitney?
Oh my God, I've done everything to become a champion. I mean, I woke up, I went to doctor's appointments,
oh.
I went to see this doctor.
Oh, Dr. Banana. Yeah, Dr. Banana.
Yes.
You got a scan with Dr. Banana.
Yeah, I did. I'm also Whitney's doctor.
Okay, so wait a minute. But you also, you text me a really great thing where your husband, because your wife material.
Oh, that's right. I am.
But he was feeling down about himself.
Oh, he was feeling very down about himself with his job. And I was like, you know what? You just need to start saying that you're a champion and it's going to work out.
Yep.
And then he had a giant deal go through.
Yes.
And I said, it is because you have been channeling Arden and yes. saying that you're becoming a champion.
That's right. Because,
yeah.
because to me, it's all about pushing through negative self-talk
exactly.
and taking healthy risks.
Yes.
Okay, and I don't mean to be starting a multi-level marketing.
No,
but it
it's my
like,
favorite thing.
But that's what's
How
happening.
How much do we have to pay to continue?
$69. Everything is in a very in increments.
Do you get
of
some leggings? As well?
You get some jeggings. It's with Fab. No, what is the one that what's her
Lulu
name? Does
yeah.
Who's what's the one that Kate? Kate Hudson.
Fabletics.
Fabletics.
The Lulu Rowe was good. I met those women.
Oh.
It's fascinating.
Where?
Watch What Happens Live.
Oh.
Backstage.
Wow.
Wait, they were on Watch What Happens Live?
Oh, as the bartenders, oh. like two of the
wow.
women.
Wow, Andy Cohen was promoting her pyramid scheme. That's
wow.
hilarious.
That is hot. By the way,
Anyone
here
can
for
fall
it.
Victim.
He's a full champion.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a full champion. What did you do to become a champion this week?
This week, I shot a whole Toyota commercial.
Yes, and you had to really advocate for that, too.
Yes, I did. I had to. I had like 100 meetings leading up
but
to it.
But you did it.
I did it. We got it done, and I feel like a champion.
What did you do to become a champion this week, Katie?
You know what I did? That's cool. I started composting.
Yes.
Oh,
not
wow.
by myself.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm scared of bugs.
Yes.
That's not a champion thing. But you know what it is? I admit it. I'm a champion.
That's
I'm scared
fine.
Of bugs.
You're allowed to be scared
but
of bugs.
There's a company in LA called Compostable. And for $30 a month, they will drop off a bin. You fill it up for two weeks. They come pick it up. And
really?
They give you a new bin. And it all goes to like... They use the dirt that they make in community gardens. It's awesome.
That is a full
champion.
Champion,
right?
Wow. Here's what I got called up to our the guy that coaches us tennis, the maniac that is Brent, mm-hmm. texted me Friday
morning.
Our cult leader Brent. He
we can't reveal too much about what he looks like or where he's from because we don't want anyone to catch him.
No, but
he is running a cult.
He texted me Friday morning and he was like, you have to come play at 9. I was like, because that was the advanced one. The guy that the one who sweats urine, mm-hmm. who yelled at me, whose birthday.
You know, I think I sweat urine ever since you've said that.
Well, he sweats the one whose birthday is 9/11.
Yeah.
So I've avoided that. So he was like, Arden, come to the advanced. And so I was like, absolutely not. No fucking way. Absolutely not. I'm not ready. He was like, just come. I said, no. You told me to do it. I texted
I said,
you.
It.
You said, be a champion.
Yeah.
I did it. I had a nice time
yeah.
with 9/11, and he complimented me.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
He complimented me, and I showed up. It was definitely an exercise in managing my own panic a few
mm-hmm.
times,
mm-hmm.
but I did it, and he complimented me, and that was a huge thing because in the past, there's no way I would have done that. All right.
Well, can I just tell you that when you texted me about this today and originally saw something come up, I was doing something else and you just see a little bit of the text.
Yeah.
And it was like our fourth fell out and I honestly thought you were asking me to play tennis with you.
Oh,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, obviously. Like
and
a champion.
Like, oh, okay.
But when you realize you were getting called up to like the most important major league, I mean, this is...
I'm nervous.
Are you?
Yeah, a little.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to take these from
you.
Oh,
you want my notes?
No,
you
I'm going to just make you just be present.
Okay.
Because guess what? You don't need it because you're an expert. So tell us your journey. You never watched The Bachelor, but you listened to the podcast.
Yes. So when you and I became friends,
yes.
I started listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I can't do this show. And then I was like, oh, I started watching just like the final like four episodes
yeah.
of it. And I was like, oh, okay. Because I started realizing I don't know what the cast of characters look like. And then in the pandemic, I went full throttle.
Yeah.
I've been in it every
yes.
single time.
Did you come to the live show?
I did. I was out of town.
Okay, right. Okay, okay,
yeah, yeah.
okay. But you're all in.
100%. I watch it every week.
Yes.
And, well, my husband's fast asleep and I watch it.
Yeah.
And I sometimes, you know, write you little
yeah,
text
I love it.
Messages
I love
about it. Yeah, and I'm, I mean, Clayton.
Tell me. Let's
Clayton.
Hear it. What do you think of his your overall feelings?
I just think he looks like a giant who's,
yeah.
like, surrounded by these, like, little small women. And
yeah.
I just think that just the idea of having sex with him just is so revolting to me.
I agree.
Yeah.
Right? I agree. I watch him kiss yeah. these women and I want to throw up.
You know
it
what?
It just like grosses me out.
He's such a jackhammer. Can't you feel it? Like,
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. He's such a jackhammer. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. She told me a funny story last week about like single Whitney back in the day who took the hit, who took the hit and made out with a guy. And then he was like, will you do that? And she was like, if you're going to kiss me, at least fucking kiss me properly. What did you say to this guy?
I said, if you're going to. Let me think exactly how this went down. So he was sort of like nudging up to me because I needed, my friend was hooking up with a guy. And so I was just
taking the grenade.
Taking
you took the grenade.
And so he started like, you know, coming up on me. And then I was like, listen, if you're going to make out, you got to do it this way. And then I like jumped on top of him and made out like, and then rolled off and was like, all right, I'm going to bed. And he's like, and he tapped me on the shoulder. He's like, can you do that again?
And then you said.
And I said, no, I'm going to bed. Yeah. And then I woke up the next morning and somehow, I mean, we ended. Oh, my God. My friend and I did the full on walk of shame. And then I had like a hickey on my neck. And then I was saying, like, I met him at a bar.
Yeah.
So I would assume that the person is at least 21.
Turns out
he was not. Oh. And then he asked his friend if he thought I might go to his formal with him.
Yeah.
Wait, how was he, what, 17, 18, around then?
I'm not sure if it was like a college
Probably
formal.
College. Maybe like a 20.
Like, sort
maybe
of
like
my
20.
Hope. Like maybe yes. He was like a freshman or something.
My formal. Yeah. Did you go to the formal?
No, but he did keep asking because my friend ended up dating the other guy for quite a little
while. Well, by the way, that shows you how good your instructions for kissing were.
There you go.
You might have to, maybe Clayton, if you'd made it, like he might have been, Clayton would have been honored.
Clayton would have really, yes. If he was there with me, of course, he'd know what he was doing.
Obviously. So here we are in Pocosan, Virginia. Yes. Susie. And she goes, she's like, they would do a jump and a leg wrap in the woods. And didn't she say to him, I'm going to jump on, are you going to jump on me? Was that Susie?
No, that was the other
Gabby?
Rachel.
That was Rachel.
Yeah.
So then we said, Susie's so sweet, but she goes, today we're going to find out, does Clayton like to be choked? And boy, did they just keep doing it. Tana, talk to me.
I was like, there's no way he likes to be choked. There is no, Clayton does not have a goddamn kinky bone in his body.
He doesn't know there's any other position besides mission.
No.
Yes.
The only one he knows about.
But that shows you how mainstream choking is now.
Yeah.
Because I will say, now somebody emailed in that they don't like me mentioning my divorce. I'm sorry. That's what fucking happened in my life.
What?
Yeah. It's like, I don't know what to tell you. Don't be afraid. Shit happens.
Yeah, it's okay.
But I will say, if you've been married for a minute, and if you don't listen to this podcast, you might not know, but the first thing everybody said after, oh, I'm so sorry, is you're going to get choked. And I was like, wait, what?
That's
and they
so
were like,
funny.
Everybody was like, I have to warn you, you're going to get choked. And if you don't want to get choked, you need to let them know immediately. And I'm like, what has happened on earth? Because that was not a thing. Like that was, no one ever had to warn me that I was going to get choked.
And has it happened?
I haven't gotten that far with anybody. Okay. I haven't gone right to choking.
No first date chokes.
No first date chokes. I've only done some like tongue kissing, no light choking yet.
No cut.
But I think
choking.
But now I know that you got to kind of like bring it up. Apparently, it's like if it's universal enough that the producers of The Bachelor made like 6 choking jokes, everyone's getting choked.
Yeah. I think it is mainstream, like you said.
It's that mainstream that choking's everywhere.
We talk about it like careful. I think he might like choking.
Mm. Yes, that's right. Katie, had you heard, because you've been with Anthony for a while, did you know that, nobody ever warned you that you might get choked?
No, we've been there 10 years. This didn't happen.
Well, I'm here to tell you, anybody out there long term, I'm just saying, let me just like play a game of telephone with what happened to me. I was shocked. And it was different age. People warned me I was going to get choked.
What is happening? Is it all just because of porn?
Yes.
Yeah, I was gonna
it's all because of porn. All of it.
And then you know your person is cheating on you if all of a sudden they bring choking into the bedroom.
Oh, thank you, Whitney, with the hot takes.
Yep.
That's right. If they're not listening to this podcast,
yeah, that's true.
Either they're a big fan of this podcast and we just gave them ideas. Or, that's right, apparently. Okay, so then.
Didn't you like her pink jacket?
She's a cutie pie.
Yeah, I liked it.
That was cute. I think that was Zara.
Okay.
I know. I literally won't looking at all their clothes.
So it turns out, I was actually looking and I was thinking like, We've had some very on point fashion gals. Like, I felt like JoJo as a contestant was always on point. Mm-hmm. I would say Tayshia was always on point.
Yes.
I feel like these are more just everyday gals, which I kind of appreciate. I feel like I could maybe go to Zara and get the coat.
Yeah, but Gabby definitely has some style.
Yeah.
You see it in
but
Gabby.
But I feel like I can afford it.
Yeah,
I feel like JoJo.
It's like Aritzia, like you can go and get a nice pair of leather, creamy leather pants.
I didn't know about Aritzia until recently. And
go
can
in there
I just say.
Touch all the leather pants.
You're really? Like, is it vegan leather or is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think it's all vegan. It's the softest
Wait, really?
Leather.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
If only my inseam, if only my inseam were longer than a duck's, I would go touch all those vegan. I'll touch the leather pants, but I won't put them on.
Yeah.
I need somebody to make a nice A-line high-waisted vegan leather. Wait. Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're back.
Oh, no.
But you have the cable.
Wait.
It's around the can.
Okay, we're back. We're back. Guys,
back
look. Look,
should
we're back.
Should we get a towel?
Hold on. Keep talking with Whitney.
So,
play by play, please.
Arden got excited talking about vegan leather pants.
And pointing at her inseam.
Yes, and accidentally used the cord of her mic to knock over her Diet Coke.
And it's perfectly puddled on
yes.
her notebook.
So
I hope she can read her notes.
The notes are going to get real funny
yeah,
soon.
Yeah, listen, she took away my notes, so she could always pick up mine.
That's true.
It's all taken care of. She's back. She looks so cute with her little.
I got my boobs out for Girls' Day.
It's a Girls' Day.
She has
day.
Her boobs
girls
out
day.
For Girls' Day.
I got my boobs out for Girls' Day. This is one of my test drives of a day date out.
I love
it. I'm choking.
I put a jumpsuit on because I feel like you guys often put jumpsuits in your
yes.
photos. That's why I said I
would also like to say Arden and Woody, she tried to clean it up. She took her notebook and flung soda onto
yeah.
her seat.
That's right.
Yeah.
I do everything like an elegant host.
Okay, so here we are. You know what? It'll only be kind of blurry for the next two pages. So it turns out Susie loves jujitsu, and she trained in Japan.
Was that the first we've heard about her being in Japan?
Yeah. Was that? Was the only people I know spent time in Japan were models.
I think she said something in her bio originally, because I vaguely remember.
Was it for flight school?
I thought like modeling.
She's the wedding videographer.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was model related.
Well, I just keep thinking about how Clayton like just hasn't had any deep conversations with anybody, and I feel like knowing that she lived in Japan is like a big deal.
It says she moved to Japan to experience a new culture.
Oh,
I'm sure she modeled. She
was also Miss Virginia 2020.
Right.
I'm sure she modeled.
They had a 2020 like Miss Virginia, like they had
so.
A pageant?
Yes, they did.
It could have been January.
I hope,
but
so.
They did because I was at one of those.
Pageants. Wow! Really? Wow! Look
for
at
work,
you
behind the scenes.
But by the way, never more starstruck than when you met your doctor.
No, when I met my doctor in person.
Oh my God! It's only been cyber.
I've been doing pap smears over Zoom.
Yeah, it's like a telemedicine.
Okay, hold your computer. Move it down a little.
I send you, what are those things called? The things they put in
a speculum. A speculum.
I send you, and I'm like, you got this. You got this. You're
got
a strong
this.
Woman.
Exactly. You're a strong woman. You know what? If you can teach a man how to kiss, you can get a speculum
in
there.
Can I tell you a little backstory about me in my high school? I went to
yes.
this all-girl high school.
Hot.
And they were very like feminist-oriented. Yeah. And so we went on a field trip to a gynecologist's office.
Hot.
And we like learned about like what to expect and how to handle
wow.
it. And then they
amazing.
Took a picture of me, and I'm in like the March issue, like holding one of those like
a speculum
in my hand.
No.
And the doctor's name, and she was so lovely, but her name was Dr. Dick. And no. I was classic.
Wait, first
Dr.
Of all,
Dick.
That's amazing.
That's the name
really
of
good.
Dr. Dick is the name
yeah,
of the episode.
Dr. Dick.
Dr. Dick, write it down.
Okay,
Dr.
I will.
Dick.
I'll remember that. But
you
also,
remember that.
That's a great thing to do. Because
yeah.
the first time you go to a gynecologist to get your pap smear, you're like,
yeah. You're like, what's happening? What are you putting in?
No, they also made us learn how to jumpstart a car and how to change our oil and
That's
how to
awesome.
Change our tire so that we never had to depend on anybody on the side of the road.
Oh is this because this is the coolest
yeah.
ever.
What?
And it's so
that.
Funny because I didn't like this high school, but I will always say it gave me a great education.
Yeah.
But it was like really, like our gym teacher was like, this is what you need to know. I don't want you
oh,
ever stuck
great.
On the side of a road.
I'll tell you two things I learned in middle school.
Okay.
My History teacher brought in a can of snuff and let us all snuff it, which I think is like cocaine.
It is like cocaine, isn't it?
We each, we all sniffed the snuff, and my sex ed teacher, which is in my book, taught us about golden showers and Cleveland steamers. Google it.
Reading
it. Google it. And she said it in a very homophobic way. But again, it was a different era. But she said with a thick Massachusetts accent, some homosexuals are aroused by urinating on one another.
That is so like New England. Oh, you're just God. Like, oh, okay.
But I think she was trying to be cool. Kind of like, look, here's the deal. You got your herpes. You got your thing. Look, some homosexuals are around. But there wasn't much judgment. Yeah. It didn't feel like she
didn't have crabs.
But I was also thinking, by the way, why are straight people probably do it too?
Yeah.
You know?
Our former president did it.
Wait, what?
That was in the dossier.
Oh, that's right. The dossier. The dossier. That's right.
I just had like the thought of Obama, and I was like, so sad.
Katie's very anti-Obama. Yeah. But he did love golden showers. Yeah. Dr. Dick didn't tell you that?
Dr. Dick.
Dr. Dick. Did you? Dr. Banana.
It's actually
Banana.
Richards, but call me Dr. Dick.
Okay. Dr. Richard, call me Dr. Dick.
Okay.
Oh, God. I like Ladies' Night. By the way, we normally record it like 11 or 12, and because Lacey and Miles, their schedule, we're recording it like midnight. Here we are. It's like midnight. We're out. We're talking about Dr. Dick. My tits are out. We're because I got excited about pretending to touch leather pants.
She's spraying everywhere.
I'm spraying everywhere. I got all excited. Yeah. So then we have jiu-jitsu.
Wait, I have to tell you, in her bio it says she is a jiu-jitsu champion.
Oh, no!
I'm now rooting for Susie. Anybody that claims, by the way, I felt the vibe of her.
It felt, championess?
I felt her energy felt like her my psycho champion side. I felt like she was like, it helped with my body image. It helped me like with my seeing my body as a weapon. That felt like the speech of a champion.
Yes.
Like a real drawer, a champion drawer. And so he goes, I'm going to put on an outfit. Now, granted, I wouldn't have known the word gi either, to be fair.
Yeah, but wouldn't they have asked that question? I'm sure they said
they did.
To him.
We watched them say it to him, and then he panicked. I would have also done the same. So he put on the outfit, and they're like, okay, so you're going to start, you're going to fight starting on your feet, and then you're going to shrimp, and it's choking with the legs. He's like, the shrimps. I can't.
It's so PTSD. Sick
of shrimp.
It's not even funny.
It's not.
But
I can't
it's also
even.
Bad when they're doing the callback in the
I
show.
Know.
So then I was like, oh, God, can you imagine how played out it was like in the house?
Oh, this is my God, the shrimp gate. The shrimp gate, Shanae.
It was all in the previews, too. It's all about shrimp gate.
And then they go to the beach, and she's nervous to bring her home. She goes, you're meeting Virginia Sue. And was that
who she was talking about herself when she was in her hometown?
Okay.
I thought it was her friend.
I know. I'm like, who's Virginia Sue? Yeah.
She's like the mascot of Virginia.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Virginia Sue.
It's like a possum.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be on the pier.
It's a possum.
It's a possum. Right?
If Virginia Sue sees its own tail, everybody goes back to their hidey holes for 3 more weeks. So she's very sweet. She's a lovely woman. She's nervous to bring him home. I'm different. Oh, her family was so sweet. She's like, I'm different from where I came from. Her dad got sick. What a nice guy. What a nice family. When he got sick, when she choked up, she says, the thought of him not being able to walk me down the aisle. I want him to meet my person. And I'm falling in love with you. And it's beginning to feel real. I'm turning my very soaked page.
I'm really impressed that you're reading.
Oh, and by the way, look what the handwriting is. Yours is like a serial killer. Mine is also like a serial killer, but of a different kind.
Yeah. I don't know what you're reading.
I don't either, but I'm actually able to read it. She's like, And then he says, I'm excited to see what the standard is, because her dad was the golden standard.
Yes, the golden standard.
The golden.
Not the gold standard.
It's the golden.
The golden.
These women love their dads. I would be like, don't be like my dad.
Oh, my God. My dad. Wait.
Well, we've got the dad.
We all have the dad except for Katie.
Yes. Oh, you have the nice dad.
I have a nice dad.
I cannot understand. And again, I'm so happy that nice dads exist. When I watch this,
You want to know how nice my dad is? He called me while I was on my way here because there's this rescue up north in Santa Rosa called Snap Cats.
Okay. And it great is all title.
Special needs and elderly cats.
Oh my God, here
and
for this.
He really wants to adopt
he
a cat.
He should. He absolutely should.
Because his cat recently died. It is very sad. And he wants to adopt another old cat.
Is he going
to
get a Snap Cat?
He might.
When I got Elaine was like 14.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. Like,
they're great.
They got him from Berkeley Humane Society, and it was a really great cat. Aww. And, you know, he lived a lot longer than they thought he would.
Sure. Cats can keep going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I had a theory about this, but we can talk about it at the end, about, like, it's very specific. Like, the three women have very specific father things, and then there's the one that doesn't.
Yeah.
And that has the, and yeah. That's the one that, yeah. Has. I'll tell you what. It's interesting. Yeah, watching all these great dads. Can you imagine? Oh, my God.
No, I can't.
My dad, first of all, he would have been in his boxers. Because he would have been like, I want Clayton to feel comfortable.
I would love that.
Oh, my God. He would have been in his boxers. Yeah. Tana, you've been in my home. You've slept in my childhood home.
I clogged your father's toilet.
Yeah.
What a gift.
We're getting new toilets.
Oh, thank God.
Because
my dad would have been the same in just the tidy whities and the button-down shirt. Yeah. And he very much likes to impress the other people. And then when, like, the door would shut, he'd be like, your dad and my dad should get together and go bowling.
Oh my God.
Classic old movie.
My dad would have been like, literally been like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you going for her? Like literally be like, Dad, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd be like.
My dad would have been so wine drunk, just stained. He's notorious for stains down his shirt. That's why he told me once. I wear pink and salmon and purple more to hide the wine stains.
Hot.
Oh, that makes all the sense in the world because you love those colors. And he says, I asked him once and he goes, it hides the wine stains.
It hides the wine. Stay.
Why don't you stop drinking so much wine?
Oh my God. This person is so canceled. I was about to make a joke that I can't make. I was about to say your dad is Harvey Weinstein.
Oh my God.
Harvey Weinstein.
Oh my God.
I feel like a cat would be a fun name. Harvey Weinstein is a great name for a cat, but it's a bad person to reference. Okay, so then he goes, I'm excited to see what the golden standard is. So we're meeting my parents, my sister, my best friend. It's a sweet family. So they go, they meet.
Can we just discuss how they bring out like that whole entire picnic set and they set it up and then they just get up and walk away and leave the picnic set there?
No, that's interesting. So you're more new to the franchise because I don't even notice anymore. I'm so numb to the waste of food.
Who takes this? And like, what did they eat anything?
I didn't even notice the spread. There was a full picnic set?
Well, no, they carry a picnic and then he puts the blanket down.
Okay.
They sit and have this conversation and then they get up and walk away and then they just show the picnic and the blanket left behind.
And you're like, what about the fucking picnic?
Well, I was like, who takes this?
You know, it reminds me of it's like the scene in Mad Men when they have the picnic and they pick up the blanket and they just toss all the trash and walk away. And my mom, I remember watching that. My mom's like, "That's what we did."
Yes.
Like, oh my God, really?
Are you serious?
Yeah. She was like, "That's like people would literally fucking do that."
Dude, my mom when she was like dieting, she'd be like, "Artem, this is what I do. I just do it like." I get myself like a Snickers. She loved like Snickers. She's like, I'm driving. I just have half my Snickers. I roll down the window. I just throw the rest of it like I just like wrapper it all. Just throw it out the window. It's a throw it out the window diet. So you drive in, you get a Temple Bites, your Charleston chew, put it down, you throw it out the window.
Oh,
I mean,
my
really,
God.
Really, our parents. This is why the world is dying. They
were killing us. So funny. Yeah. Start out the window. Sounds like something Lisa Barlow would do.
Yeah, you just throw it out. You throw it out the window. You can't go back
for that.
No. What, are you going to go back?
Car.
Yeah. You throw it out the window. So that was... So then, who's Lisa Barlow?
From Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. The one who has a great body but only eats fast food.
Oh, my God. Like, how did she...
She must be like... Taking a bite, throwing it out the window.
I just throw it out the window. With the wrapper, just out the window. Just Snickers, Milky Ways, Raisinets.
Oh my God, it's
just
amazing.
Chairs,
the
just
side
like,
of Rhode Island freeways are just
following
like,
any Volvo. Follow that Volvo. Okay, so then, or like you can also follow her open house route. She's got a client. She had like real estate to go with. Just a trail of Raisinets. So then, So then the family loved Raisinets. And also they loved sugar babies.
Love sugar. Oh. Well, I like sugar daddies.
They like a sugar daddy.
Yeah. Don't we all?
The sugar daddy. So then she goes, you know, Dad is the golden standard. He set the standard high. He's kind of a savage, which is interesting. You are such a good person. And he's like, I won't stand for it if he's not a good man. So then the Clayton and the dad chat, and she was saying, the dad said how when he was the height of his sickness, she slept by his side all night.
Yeah, sweet.
She's so nice.
Again, I'm going to repeat, on Reddit, there were people posting, someone posted that they went to high school with her and she was genuinely the sweetest person they've ever met.
Seems that way.
The dad said, I'm surprised someone hasn't nabbed her yet. And they said, we look up to her. She's such a nice person. She's amazing. So then the dad says, you seem like a really good guy. If Susie loves you, we'll love you, which is so sweet.
Yes.
And then
he's a good dad.
The mom says to him, she will be loyal. And then the mom says this, do you think you love Susie? I gotta tell you, I at least appreciated his honesty.
Yeah.
Because I felt like other guys in the past have lied. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's actually being a sincere, like, I actually feel like he's not being a creep about this like other guys have.
But don't you think it's weird, knowing what we see in the previews that we've seen all season, that he goes from not saying it to anybody to all three?
But they're Franken editing. We'll see. Okay. So he goes, I still feel like there could be a Franken edit.
Okay.
He goes, so I have very strong feelings. I know I will get there. And he goes, I don't want to fall in love with four people. There's no question in my mind I will get there. I just don't know if I can fall in love with four women at the same time. She says, I could marry this man. The mom says, proceed with caution. Overall, I think she's a good, strong contender to be Bachelorette. I don't think she'll win. I think she's adorable.
I love her.
I love her, too.
I love the jacket.
I feel like it could be her. I still think it's like her or Rachel.
It's like he really.
First of all, I think she can do better.
Obviously.
So I hope she doesn't win.
Obviously.
But like, I mean, I don't know. Like, she just seems so nice.
I do think that I feel like he so clearly is in love with Rachel.
Yeah.
He wants to bone Rachel so badly, and that's I think that's what it is. It's, as you guys always say, he's in lust, and I see that so much, but it's also like, how can you not take a step back and learn anything from these franchises to realize that, like, hey, I mean, I know that, what's the fun in that, right? But, like, it just seems so strange to me that you sort of don't see that there's something past lust, and maybe there is, and I think he and Rachel...
Rachel's
they really
cool,
like each
though.
Other.
She's like smart, and she's also, I mean, I like the
ambitious side.
Yes. Yeah.
She's the only one.
She's so ambitious.
And even though we're not there yet, but even though her dad was tough, I like that he was saying, you'll walk next to her, not in front of her. Like, yeah, I like that that line. That's a great line from Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
Florida Tony Soprano.
Florida Soprano.
He came from Jersey.
Flory Soprano.
I will say, can I just say real quick about Susie and her dad, how she kept bringing up his mortality and he kept being like, I'm fine. Okay, I will be here. You don't have to keep bringing up my mortality.
He's like, I've got a scan tomorrow. I'm sure I'll be fine.
Right.
She's like, I just want you to walk me down the aisle. No, I will.
I know.
He was so cute.
She had a nice family.
They were so sweet.
Yeah, she's lovely.
All the families were lovely.
I know.
There weren't any real...
Although, I will say... We'll get there. Yeah. I like a little theatrics, so I did enjoy... I will say Rachel's family gave us some fun television. And the mom and the dad.
They were like polar opposites.
The mom reminded me of... What's the Wild Horses?
Mary Holland.
She felt like a Mary Holland character.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was like, she felt like she'd had like a couple rosé days, like ready.
Dad's just like,
oh my god, I loved it. Yeah, I loved it.
It's like, you got a group impression, Rose.
I gotta say, on behalf of the podcast and the fans, I feel like I can think I speak for everyone listening. When I'm going to tell you before our first break, just checking in, just clocking in for this relay race, the end of the first lap, you're doing great.
You are.
I'm very nervous. I'm doing okay.
Are you still nervous?
Yeah, no, sort of.
It gets less nerve-wracking. We just bring you along.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just along for the ride.
No, but I got to tell
you.
But
thank you for having me.
But your stories have been great. I feel like you're very relatable. I think I speak for, please email in and comment on our, how much you're enjoying Winnie, that she's really becoming a champion.
Aw.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to refuel. Okay, bye. It's time to get sexy.
Oh, yeah.
I need a sexual timeout. And we're back. I got to say, Whitney, you're doing so great. Now, you had a quick story you wanted to say. You worked in radio.
Oh, so I was saying, so many moons ago, I worked in radio in Albany, New York, and I was fired. But before I was fired, we used to have this, like, anyway, and you were saying people should email in, and I got nervous. I was like, oh, they're only going to be awful comments, because back in the day, we used to have like a comment line.
Yeah.
And it used, and listen, I was like 25 at the time and couldn't have been hotter, of peak Whitney, right?
Yeah.
And it was like all of the notes that came in was like, she's got a face for radio, she's awful, she's this, and all I ever did.
She's got a face for radio. It's like, I'm on radio.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm on radio.
And then they used to say that, Whitney, you don't test well with women. And I was like, I only have female friends. I don't understand this. I love ladies. So anyway, so just don't write anything mean. People can handle it.
Don't write any. Honestly, please don't write anything mean. If you do,
you know what I've
just send
backbone.
It. Just send it to your. No, I don't. I don't. I have no backbone. Absolutely,
it'll be
not.
Your dad and my dad writing.
My dad will be like, exactly. My dad will come back and he'll be like, oh, excuse me. Wait, you think you have a face for on camera? Think again, madam. Okay, here we are. Somewhere back, and now we are. We're in Denver. Gabby, she was a Denver Bronco cheerleader. Now, we know she was a COVID nurse, but I don't think it's the first time they've said it on the show.
5 years of being one.
Dude, and by the way, as we mentioned last week during the date last week, it was the first time I was like, holy cow, Gabby's got a banging
body.
Oh, yeah.
And she was really looking in her, like, little knee. I have the shortest legs on earth. If I had a lot, my friend Steph, who was the one who told me to become a champion, she's a leggy person, and she can wear those over-the-knee boots.
Oh, yeah.
And Gabby was rocking those boots,
she looks so good. But what about the centaur coming out of, like, the forest? I was like, I can't. Like, he was so in his element, and she's so tiny, and she had on those, like, white gloves like Minnie Mouse. And I was like, what is this like? I was like, oh.
The center came up. So the center came out of the forest. She's fun. Gabby is really adorable. We're hiking with backpacks in the woods. She's funny. She's like, you're going to have a knife because there's going to be a bear. And then Clay.
That was a great conversation.
Yeah.
How would you kill the bear? Like, what?
She's a fun little coot.
What do you do if a black bear? And it, like, he knew the answers.
Yeah, he did know the answers. I have to say, I like him the most with Gabby because I actually can say, and I feel slightly protective of Gabby because I feel like I'm a kooky gal. And so, like, I can tell he sincerely, aside from having a bang and bod, I can tell you he is tickled by her.
Yeah.
And you can see it's sincere and that he finds her enchanting.
Yeah.
And it makes me like him a little more that he finds her enchanting.
I did feel this way in this episode. I was like, I am annoyed by him. And as I said, I don't want to sleep with him. But I do.
You don't want to get jackhammered by him?
I don't want to be jackhammered by that centaur. But I do agree with you on that. I did feel like they have such really cute chemistry. It felt very real and
yes.
like this could last outside of this bizarre bubble that they're living in.
And it felt like this sort of like football player kind of a guy, taking away from the fact that she was actually a cheerleader. Like this football player guy was actually like, oh, I found this woman with personality and I am completely tickled by her. Like in a way that's like they're kind of a cute couple.
Yeah.
You look so cute in your champion hat. You got it on under the headphones.
Yeah.
It's so cute. So she goes, we're going to go hiking. He says, everyone knows she is the funniest woman alive. And again, it doesn't feel like normally on these shows that is an asset. Mm-hmm. And I may be like, oh, that's sweet. Like, he could say that he's saying that in a way that is attractive to him.
Yeah, yeah. I like that he likes her so much because as a quirky gal.
Quirky?
You know, she didn't really have to develop a personality. She's hot. Yeah.
Legit. She was amazing. She did not look like Barb. She was not coming back from the Demogorgon.
No.
So then she was so cute. They go and they get to Proposal Rocked. And she was so cute. She goes, did you bring my ring? Look in your bag. Loved it. Katie Levine, you're a hiker. Did you like her hiking jokes?
Yeah.
You weren't super. You didn't like the Proposal Rock. Did you bring my ring? Look
in
your bag.
I loved the sign that some PA made and put there.
Yeah.
Proposal Rock.
That was I really thought that existed.
I did too.
There was a sign earlier that said Bear Crossing and it was the same design.
No.
I noticed that.
I thought her fucking with him was really funny because he really kind of started to panic. He's like,
yes.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah. And then she goes, I wouldn't say no.
And I was kind of like, dude, you're like gonna propose to one of these women in 2 weeks. Why are you freaking out so much?
She goes, I wouldn't say no. And then she goes, guess what's there? A hot tub. Yeah. Like, she's like in on the joke and is like fun. Like, she's like fucking with him. And
I did like that.
I would not be mad if she was our bachelorette. Because I don't think she's gonna win, but I would be pretty tickled to have a
coup. You guys are changing my mind. Because I kind of was like, she's just so weird sometimes.
But so am I. I feel like it's like a
but
real.
You're right. I think I might like it.
When meeting her grandpa, now that I can put the whole puzzle pieces together, and meeting her family, that's also clearly also tickled by her, that they are like, the fact that her grandfather laughed at the pillow that sit on my face.
He loved that.
But, like, I feel like getting to know the whole picture and they're like, Gabby's always been Gabby. Like, it made me go, oh, this is a sincere little wackadoo.
Yeah. She's just silly.
Which I appreciate. Like, if she's always been a wackadoo and she just happens to have a banging bod.
Like,
oh, my God, there's a hummingbird. JJ's coming for a visit.
It's been over here. It's been coming around.
It's JJ. JJ's the hummingbird.
JJ wants to be on the podcast.
JJ's the hummingbird. She's the firefly hummingbird.
Cool.
She's maybe that's a sign. She's like, it's gonna be Gabby. You're right, girl. So they go into the hot tub.
It's back.
Oh my God, JJ.
It was just like right
it's
here.
It's just hanging out right here.
Yeah, it's literally really coming to visit. That's crazy. Totally well, you it. Know she's partially buried in the lemon tree.
Are you serious?
God. Yeah, I brought some ashes back.
Oh, that's I didn't know
cool.
that.
Hi,
right?
JJ.
Hi, JJ.
Cool.
She's coming for a visit.
She's not being a drip. That's why
we're not being a drip.
So many beautiful lemons on that tree.
So many beautiful lemons.
And we're drinking right now.
So many beautiful lemons and like so many beautiful ladies. She likes girls. She's always like had fun at a girls' night.
Yeah, she wants to be part of it.
I have a question.
She just threw that hummingbird just threw half a Snickers at us.
Yeah.
That's how I stay skinny.
It says, yeah, just said, and it said, deal with it. And it threw it at you.
Okay, I have a question. How did the hot tub get there?
Great question.
Because it wasn't a real hike. That's her one. You could see the road.
Oh, you could? Okay, yeah. I was like.
But like, I know. It was like
and was it hot?
Tub.
Was it hot?
It didn't look that hot because I was like, how is her makeup not sliding down her face?
True. That's true.
But
great
I also
question.
Was like this idea that, you know, each one is supposed to create their own, which we know none of them do, right? The producers put together. But I feel like she really did have a hand in
agreed.
This one. Like, let's run up a hill and then when we're up there, there'll be a hot tub so I can get into my adorable bikini and show off my bod.
And Proposal Rock.
And Proposal Rock.
Side note, makeup sliding off. I want to say, and I made an error on products for makeup. So you know I love, because with tennis, I got to keep my face tight. So I've been doing like.
Yes, so I've heard about this.
The sunblock, I got your Goop brand.
Super Goop? Yeah.
Yes. But here's what I did wrong. I got sucked in. I'll give it to you because you're tanner than me.
Uh-huh.
It was Super Goop SPF 40 Glow. I put it on yesterday morning. I look like Melania Trump. I sent you the video. I was orange and glowing.
That's interesting that it made you so orange.
It had a tint to it. You can have it.
Oh.
I literally, did you see how orange I looked?
Well, I mean, it wasn't coming through on the video so clearly, but our tennis coach did tell me last night that you came in with a full orange face.
He was right. I literally looked, and he was sweet that he didn't say anything until I mentioned it. And then once I mentioned it, he was like, fuck yeah. Like, like I brought it up. He was like, I was going to say, like, what is happening? So I don't get the Super Goop's great. Don't get the Super Goop glow.
Okay.
I mean, you're going to have mine, but don't order. To our listeners, you're going to get choked. Don't get the glow. Get
mine never sits so orange. That's interesting that it came orange on you.
The glow? Have you gotten the glow?
Yeah, I use the glow, but it doesn't really...
But you're tanner than me.
It's true. I'm a little more
I'm a childhood ginger. I can't be putting glow on. I look like a Melania.
That's fascinating.
Okay, yeah, great. Well. All right, here we are. And we're back. So then we're going to go. You're going to meet the aunt, the uncle, the cousin, and grandpa. She's so cute. She's like, look, there's family stuff going on at home. The dad has a girlfriend who can't get COVID because she has cancer. So it's not a good time to come, but she wishes he was here. And it was like, I just felt for her as a person that, doesn't have like, I wouldn't know who to introduce. I mean, obviously you guys would be there. And Mittens and Alaric.
Yeah. Well, and Meow.
Meow, but Mittens, oh, of course. The girl. I'm so sorry, Meow. You guys, Mittens and Meow, Alaric, and then...
Your doctor.
Dr. Dick.
I'm there. Dr.
Dick, Dr. Banana. I don't know. Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay. And Steph. Okay. So then she gets teary-eyed. And she's like, I'm so fortunate. And then he goes, I can build a relationship with the dad later. So then they go in. We meet the grandpa. So they go, well, tell us
John.
About John.
I'm so in love with John.
I'm in love with John and his leather blazer.
And I'm so sad he's a widow, but I'm excited for us because, like,
he's available. And he's a gentleman.
He should be senior bachelor.
Yes.
We found it.
Oh, my God. He was so great.
I know.
So he goes, so they go, tell us about your, he goes, and so Clayton says from the time she got out of the limo, and they're like, what was your limo entrance? And she says, I made a pillow with his face on it, and said, if I get lonely in the mansion, I could sit on your face.
Yeah.
Silence. And then the grandpa John loved it.
Yeah, he was cackling.
He loved
it. He's like, I'm not blushing.
He goes, Gabriella, I think it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, awesome. What could you ask? This family was so... You do wonder... I'm sorry, I'm going to go into the psychology. Like, what is up with this mom?
Because
it's like you have such a beautiful family, and they're so lovely.
Whose dad was that?
Probably
the... I don't know. That's a
good question.
Dad's dad, probably.
And I was wondering who the aunt was. Was it the
I
dad's
love the
sister?
Aunt. I loved her family.
So I think that was probably all the dad's
all
side.
The dad's
you think?
Side. Okay.
Yeah. So then we go, the grandpa, and he said it in a way that's sweet, because if this was delivered by my dad, it would be mean. But the grandpa said it so affectionately. She's always been a dingbat. A lovable dingbat. Now, I've been called a dingbat, but it was said with more malice to have somebody like Grandpa John.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. He gets her.
Yeah.
He sees her.
Yes, he does.
He's a bit of a dingbat.
He was a dingbat.
He's a senior dingbat.
Yeah. He's a senior. He's a silver fox dingbat.
You see where she gets it from.
Dingbat, yeah. See dingbat.
Yeah.
And he's a hot dingbat in a leather blazer.
I know.
Yeah, he was real cool.
He was cool.
I want to hang out with Grandpa.
He put on his best outfit, his cool guy outfit for TV.
And he was so good on camera. Like, he was so casual. And, like, even though even just, like, the, hey, should we talk thing was done in such a,
he felt so natural
compared to everybody else.
He goes, she's a good kid. He goes, you better be good to her. But also, don't be in a hurry. Don't run into it. You know, and he goes, look, I like you. It's early. I may change my mind about you. It was so cute.
Didn't he say he's going to haunt him?
Yeah. Oh, so that's coming up.
She says,
I feel in a blender of emotions. So then he says to her, this is to Grandpa and Gabby are talking. Have you told him you love him? She says, no. And then he goes, you got to just be you. And then Gabby to Grandpa says, I think he's full of shit. Obviously full of crap, but in a way that was like a compliment.
Yeah, it was so.
Yeah.
Like I say to Brent, our cult leader.
Like messing with her too.
Yeah. I loved it. Yeah. I say to my cult leader, I say, oh, you're an idiot. And that means that I love you. I'm like, you're such an idiot. And he loves it when I call him an idiot. He goes, I think he's full of shit. And then it goes, if it isn't for life, if you marry him and it isn't for life, I'll be really pissed. I'll come back and haunt you.
Yeah.
And then he says, I don't think I could love anybody as much as I love you. I just loved it.
And then he says, and then he mentions the wife that passed away.
Oh, my God.
And then I was like, ugh.
When she says, I love that you still wear your wedding ring. And he says, you know, I just feel like I'm so proud that I was married to that woman for so long. So then she goes, there's a huge piece missing. In my mind, I was thinking the mom.
Yeah.
But we hear the dad's not there. Mm-hmm. And then they go, oh, he wanted to be here. And we hear honk, honk, honk. I mean, if this was not the producers, this felt like a Dean situation. Although that was negative. This was a positive version of getting the families at home. Everyone was in love with Dean after that hometown where you just wanted to wrap your arms around him. How could you not be in love with Gabby after this?
I have to say, the way that she ran to the door with her coat coming off her shoulder, she can't wear a coat. No, she doesn't know how. She needs a teacher.
But Teddy was also like that. Teddy would wear the same coat.
She was running, I couldn't stop laughing.
But I also thought it was so funny that, like, they're running outside and she's having this, like, say anything moment with her dad. But, like, Clayton's nowhere to be found. He's, like, inside with the family. Like, the idea that the family doesn't come out and enjoy this moment.
It was like,
he's just like, you know.
I didn't understand too. So she runs out. For people who don't watch,
did you like my whistle? Just
I did. I can't whistle.
I can't whistle. Neither can I. Actually, I just learned.
Okay.
That.
So then she runs out in her sexy knee-high boots in tears. Honk, honk, honk. Here comes Dad. But here's what I understand. They were like 20 feet apart. If I was standing there, I could hear you.
Yeah, they could.
But they I feel like they want her to be Bachelorette.
Yes.
Because they knew the cards would be more effective.
Yeah, like Love Actually.
Like Love Actually. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, is it Love Actually? I said Say Anything.
But Say Anything is the boombox. Same idea, the boombox. Lloyd Dobler and the boombox.
Big mistake. Father and child.
It says, hey, Gabby girl. It's weird. It's me, Dad. And I thought, why don't you just say that? Why are you holding the cards? But okay.
And also she can see.
And he goes, you are the most beautiful. It's, again, I'm like,
father?
Who is that?
Father? Father?
I was like,
who is that?
You are the most.
You're so far away.
It's me, Dr. Dick. Hold this speculum. I need a photo, please.
I need to be in the May issue.
So you are the most beautiful, intelligent, loving, caring daughter. Thank you for being the glue of our family. You deserve the very best, and I hope that's Clayton. Meanwhile, she's in tears and crying. That was a stick-your-landing audition to be Bachelorette.
I think you're right. I actually, honestly didn't even think of it last night.
Oh!
That's the only thing I thought of.
The only thing I thought of.
Because I kind of still, I think he might choose her, but you're right.
No, he's not going to choose her.
I think they did Rachel, and I think Gabby might be.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Bachelorette.
I think so, too. Okay, so then there she is. It was just, and I got to say, Clayton, in this moment, when he comes out to the porch, I liked him. I liked him a lot. I liked him. I can say it sincerely. I liked him. She goes.
You've really turned a corner on him.
Just with Gabby. Okay. She said, thank you for never asking me to change. She goes, it was just Dad. They're like, oh, just Dad. And then so afterwards she says to Clayton, thank you for never asking me to change. And then she says, I feel like I'm falling in love with you. And he goes, there she is. I've been waiting for that. But he said it in a really cute way, not in a creepy, like, crush collector way. In a way that, like, you could tell that he was, like, that he likes her.
Yeah.
And I felt, it felt sincere.
I think he really does like her a lot.
Me too.
I mean, what's not to like?
She's adorable.
Fun. She's
real.
The life of the party.
She's real.
I really hope if they make her Bachelor, they don't take away her sparkle like they did with Michelle. Like how we never got to see her. She was supposedly the funny one, too.
Right. Yeah. They do that. They're sparkle collectors where they take the sparkle. Even like Becca was like very normal. She got put through the thing and it kind of was like, oh.
Yeah.
How about Katie? Katie kind of stuck to her own guns.
Yeah, she was the same.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Gabby goes, I'm so happy. I can't stop smiling. It was cute. That's what he said. It was very cute. That's the end of Gabby. Before we go on to Serene, any final thoughts?
I love her.
Gabby. I loved her too.
But I think this was where I was saying you've got the two women that are the first ones. They both have full, like, obsessed with their father complexes. And I think he likes that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's something very specific that he enjoys about that. And, a protector. And, like, he could step in to that.
We wouldn't make it far.
I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't either. Tana?
Dr. Banana, would you make it far?
No, probably not, because like I would just be a mess. I'd be like, you want a trauma bond? Oh my God, where do we start? Do you have hours?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Let me try and pinpoint one moment.
Oh, I know. I know.
Was it when you were a little bit chubby when you were younger and you were really upset about it, like Clayton?
Yeah. No, like I his have bad that.
Yeah. That was it.
Actually, you know what's one funny really moment my dad recently told us was that when he was 10 years old, his father was on his deathbed. It's really sad, but it's also to me really funny because it explains my dad in a nutshell. My dad was 10 years old.
In a nutshell.
In a Dr. Dick shell. And he literally, his dad was on his deathbed, to which my father said, he died because he lost money. I was like, you fucking worry.
Oh,
that's
my
not why he died.
God.
Like,
yeah.
No, he was really depressed. He lost some money.
And oh, I'm like, there you go. On brand.
But he told my dad his death. Who knows? Probably a lot. But on his deathbed, he told my dad to trust no one. And that's the final thing my dad heard from his father at 10 years old. And when my dad said that, me and my siblings were like,
oh my God.
It makes sense.
You should have said this years ago.
Exactly.
Because that explains all our trauma from you.
We had similar
years and years and
Willie
years
would be like, you don't have to want to owe anything to anyone ever. Like, yeah. I was like, okay, here we go. So then we're in Oklahoma City with Serene, and we're going to the river spot, and we're going to climb across the most terrifying, I thought, you know, I love a water park. Mm. I feel like I've been very vocal about my love of a water park.
You been to Raging Waters?
No, is it good?
Oh my God.
Is it good?
We'll go together.
Because I love a water park.
I took my mom on her 70th birthday. We decided to take her there, which, by the way, it was frightening.
I took my mom ziplining.
Yes.
Ooh,
yeah, yes. Yeah. Wait. Tell me about the water park.
So we went and... First of all, it's terrifying because, like, the first thing you wait forever and you go up. And the first thing that we did was, like, a 7-story high thing that we went flying
down. Did your mom do it?
She did everything. The other was we went on this one, which seemed like it was, like, it was going to be, like, you walk up and it didn't seem that high, but it was, like, a bullet that, like, shot out and you ended up skipping across the water.
Oh,
and when
God.
I tell you, like, I went first, my mom went second, like, I was, like, panicked, like, swimming towards her, like, as she's skipping. She was like a rock skipping across
the
pond.
Did you get water up your butthole?
Oh, my God. It was a full douche.
I can't wait. I'm going to go.
I'll go with you.
I love water parks.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Great. So I got all excited for them. I'm like, oh, my God, Clayton gets to go to a water park. Great. Lucky Clayton.
Yeah.
Great date. Dude, I don't know what your feeling is about height, Dr. Banana, Katie. I gotta say, I would have been fucking terrified.
I could have done all of this easily.
You're hooked up.
But wait, here's my thing. Why was they went on to an amusement park and went on that crazy ride on like their first date, right? Like their first one-on-one. So why was he so shocked by like being so high when he did it a few episodes ago?
I could do that. I could do the amusement. Oh my God. Yeah. Excuse me. Let me tell you. Clayton and I are the same.
Okay.
If you're in an amusement park, I get strapped into anything. You rocket me around. I don't give
a shit.
Let's
go do a ropes course.
Oh.
Let's do it.
No.
Let's do it.
Oh no.
I'll go.
So. When it's you having to take the steps.
Yeah, it is.
And you have to, and you're not like I'll go on any roller coaster because like you're locked in, you're out of control. Like you just need to enter on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Like when I'm climbing to the top and I'm walking across a wobbly thing over a parking lot, Dr. Banana, are you with me?
Yeah. No, I would never do that. When he was actually like freaking out up there, I was like, that's quite relatable.
I thought it was very, but don't you think this is when he lost her? Like, she could do it. It was like the whole time I was watching this
date.
Oh,
he didn't.
I was like
he got emasculated.
Fully, because she could do it all, and she was like laughing and jumping off, and he was like,
bitch.
That was funny, though, when she was
it was great.
Yeah.
It was like, it made for great TV, but I was like, the whole time I was like, she's being sent home. She doesn't have the issue with her dad, and she's can do all this stuff, and he's a baby.
Oh my God, that's so interesting. That if she'd been scared and like going, help me.
I don't know what to do.
Oh my God, that's a great point.
Because he likes to be like the man.
Oh my God, that's
a
great point. What do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, I think you're right. He didn't like the fact that like he was scared and she was like, little bitch, and then just stepped off.
Yeah.
Doctor, you're a doctor. What do you think?
Oh, that's funny. That's actually a very good point. Because while he was laughing, maybe a part of him was like, you bitch.
Right. just think it's like, even if it was subliminal, it was happening. The whole time it was, I was like, she's going home. And I'm so upset because I think she's so sweet and she's so cute and she wears clothing so well.
Oh, she's a knockout.
But I was like, she's lost them.
That's a great, you know what? I've never played a sport in my life until recently. And I will say, going on some day dates with people playing tennis, you got to be able to keep up, but you can't beat them.
No, I'm sorry. Men feel very emasculated in situations like that. And if you can find one that's like okay with it, then that's fine. But I was like, this is too much. It's too much. And she's has such ease and she doesn't have the father.
Interesting. Okay, so we found out that her father wasn't going to be there. It's been 10 years since she introduced someone to her family. Oh, my God. Her brother is so cute.
Oh, my God. He's adorable.
He was hot, and his accent was so cute. He should be on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was adorable.
I loved him.
So the hot...
And he loved her.
Like, he loved her. Cared about her. And you could tell he was kind of shy and probably didn't want to be doing this, but he was doing it. I found him so cute. So we get there, and so basically the family, she tells them about the date, and she shows them the firefly jar. That producer, whoever came up with that firefly jar, should get a raise.
How does she still have it?
How does she still have it?
How's it still lit?
And where's the second jar? He had two jars. Well, why the two jars?
You guys kept saying, like, did she pack it in a suitcase? And I was like, I guess you guys were right, but she only packed one.
But where's this? Did he keep the second jar?
I guess he kept it.
So then she tells them that she told him about Clayton and the cousin. And they were shocked. I think she's so guarded. Mm-hmm. They were shocked that she mentioned it, that it's still an open wound for her because the cousin has been quite recent. And then the brother says, the adorable brother says, do you love her? And he's like, look, I want to tell you the truth. I haven't told anybody that I love them yet. Mom was surprised at Serene to get to I love you so fast with her chatting. And they are talking about the jar. She says he plays close attention. And she's talking to the big brother. She's crying. And then he says, I've seen you hurt in a lot of ways. And he's worried about her falling so fast. And then she tells Clayton, I'm not falling in love with you. I am in love with you. Thoughts? Whitney.
I just felt like, I thought it was interesting that she's the first one who got there out of all of them to say it. I thought she was going to get rewarded for saying that.
Me too.
Except for the fact that she
beat him at the obstacle course. At the obstacle course.
Yeah.
Doctor?
Yeah. You know what? I thought maybe, I was surprised that he chose her over Teddy, but I thought maybe that was like a good sign that she would go further.
Yes, agreed.
I honestly thought he was going to cut Gabby for some reason. But
me too. I did too.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I was shocked. Okay, any final thoughts on Serene, Katie Levine?
She's really cool.
She's
I think
adorable.
She would be a great bachelorette.
She would be a great bachelorette.
Her brother was super hot.
Her brother's adorable. Yeah. She could be the bachelorette.
She really could. She'd be a great bachelorette because she's like very down to earth.
She's a teacher.
She's very real. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really liked her.
Do they always do those sort of like cuts of like the one that we saw for Clayton last season of like him with the kids that were supposed to like him?
No, never.
Forced that on
us. No, I was actually wondering if they made him cut her so they could have her be bachelorette.
Maybe.
Because usually they don't make it to the top three. Usually bachelorette is like number four. Because you don't want to get too far. Like, they don't
want...
Except
when you're number eight, Clayton.
Yeah, Clayton. So I was actually going, oh, did they force him to cut her? Like, so they get to keep her for bachelorette? I think it's a neck and neck race between Gabby and Serene.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back with Rachel and Tweet of the Weeks.
Oh, Bone Zone.
Time for the Bone Zone. And we're back. Here we are in Claremont, Florida, Rachel. And then she says, are you going to jump? Which I thought was funny.
I like that.
And then Rachel, who's whispered all season, has somehow contracted laryngitis. Can we just acknowledge that? Oh, doctor, what the fuck?
At what point was she yelling?
Yeah.
How could she have lost her voice? I thought that was such a conundrum of like...
It almost felt manipulative because it just made her sound like helpless and sexy.
I thought they secretly had sex.
It's your whispering thing, you know? Like,
you think she whispers, then she's really loud during sex?
Yes, I do. I think she screamed and she lost her voice.
I mean, it was like, hi, hi. Today we're going kayaking with a clear bottom. There's alligators and a black bear. And then Clayton clearly kept saying the phrase after the choking things. I don't want to be in charge all the time.
Yes.
He kept saying that about her. Mm-hmm. I like when the women take charge. I don't want to be in charge all the time. He wants to get spanked by Rachel.
Yeah. And choked, yeah.
He wants to get choked and spanked.
Right. And he wants to lick her. Because that like kiss with that like lick.
Mm. Oh, I didn't see the lick. Mm. Was it bad?
It was in the preview.
Ugh.
Oh, I missed the preview. I mean, in the preview for this.
I mean, it was like in last week. So I was anyway.
So then they go. So then we see a gator and a giant spider, which he kept freaking out on.
He was a baby. I kept writing wuss down in my notes. And yeah. This was another time I wrote wuss.
So then we get to the kissing tree. And then they stripped down. They jumped in. And they kissed lying on the ground near the gator. What the fuck was that?
Unclear.
They were like literally in infested waters. Also, that spider was things of like a nightmare.
Awful.
Oh, I thought of you, Katie. I thought of you. I
was like, had eggs on its back. I was like, what?
Do we think it was a real? Like, they were that's the real spider?
I don't fucking care.
I thought of Katie is a really tough woman. She is a hearty, cool. She goes out. Being in here occasionally, Los Angeles.
There's been spiders in here, and I've.
There's so many spiders.
The entire recording.
In Los Angeles, there are. It's like we are slowly turning into one giant spider web.
My favorite was the one recently where there was like a spider on the table, and I freaked out.
Oh my god!
Yelled to Garrett. I was like, "Garrett, kill it!" And then Padgett just smashed
Padgett. So you, I thought immediately of you watching that. I know whenever there's a dog in the street, we've never had a spider. You were the first.
That was terrible.
I knew you didn't feel good.
That was terrible.
That was terrible.
Well, as a former lifeguard, I did not like how they jumped into that water. And I was like, this is very shallow and like somebody could really get hurt.
Thank you. Well, I got to say, them lying on that swampy, like, bayou, whatever.
It made no sense.
What was that? The glades? I don't know.
I'm like, why frighten you that there are giant spiders and alligators or crocs in this thing? And then let's go lie down and start rolling around like it's Survivor.
He's
now.
So horny for her.
Like a ringworm.
Oh my god, they're so horny. And that's what he keeps saying. We have such a physical attraction.
They're gonna get ringworm. Oh my god, Anna, are you grossed out?
I can't.
It's like leeches are on his back.
Yeah.
Like Stand By Me.
Yes, leeches are down his back. That's right.
It made no sense.
So then we find out she's warning him. Heads up. Hey, my dad's Tony Soprano. He's never liked anyone. He is blunt. He's a tough guy. So Clayton decides to shoot for by the end of the evening to get you're not that bad kid. Mm-hmm. Which again I thought was kind of charming. Yeah. I can't believe So then she's like, I don't want it to affect the way you see me. And I'm like, how bad is this dad? What is he going to do? So then I want to see this guy in full effect, I have to say, because I felt like we got like, I felt like they gave him a Klonopin or something.
Well, here's the thing. Did you notice everybody else was drinking white wine and he had just like a cranberry juice on, and I didn't think there was any alcohol in it. And I was like, he's either sober or he's not drinking tonight because he wants to have his wits about him. But like, whatever, friend or sister was like, tough.
Oh, they were wine. The ladies of the family were ready for their close up. So excited to get some camera time and like drinking.
Yeah.
Which I love. Finally, some family.
They were loose. And I was like, oh, this feels like me.
This feels right. This feels right.
The sister being there, just shit faced.
So then he looked terrified. The mom is screeching, my baby. And she had super kooky, fun bangs, here for the kooky hammered mom. Loved it. And I was like, Rachel's got her hands full. Like, mom and dad. We only heard about dad, but mom has been pounding the, like, shard.
She'd be like, my dad will hate you. My mom will try and kiss you.
I loved it. I loved it. So then she goes, She goes, I'm scared, Dad. The dad does an eye roll. It was so awkward. Yeah. So then she says, look, I have you wrapped around my finger to the dad or somebody. She says it to somebody.
Though Clayton makes the comment that, like, oh, she has these looks like, oh, I've got her.
You Oh, yes. Okay, that's right. So somebody said, I haven't seen you glowing like that. They can tell that she's glowing. And then the friend goes, if you hurt Rachel, I'm going to hurt you.
So what do we think happened to Rachel in the past that everybody is petrified to see
her hurt?
Like, she seems to me that she goes so in, and obviously something extremely traumatic, and she had, like, a mental break.
I think it's just the dad is an asshole and the guys leave and then she gets hurt. I think it all goes back to the dad. He's never been nice to a single person I've ever brought home, I guess, boy or girl. Like, it doesn't make, nothing makes
and
any
I
sense.
I don't want it to affect how you see me.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like,
he's gonna
Beating people up?
Like an ogre at the
Well, he offers to, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They're like, he offered to beat up some guy.
Like, there's no warmth off, like, coming from
him. No. So then somebody says to her, don't get your heart broken. I don't want to deal with it.
That's what I was saying. Like, the sister said it.
Yeah.
He said it. And then the friend says it to Clayton. She goes, I don't want to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, wild. I think that she's really cracked in the past, yeah, and they've had to pick up the pieces.
So then the dad, Tony Soprano, has a thick Chicago accent, which I love. He's like, look, I'm an old-fashioned guy, you know.
P.S. he's like my age. Like, I've never felt more old than him.
You want me to beat him up? Mom was a kook. The mom was like, I'm so happy for you with the bangs. She's like, okay, but she's talking to dad. The mom's like, ah! And then she's like, yeah, he doesn't like anyone. That's true. So then the dad goes, so, which I actually have to say, this made me like Tony Soprano. His first question out of the gate with that, he had a hard face, like, intimidating. I felt for anybody sitting across from him. But I actually thought, if you have an ambitious daughter, I liked his first question, which was, what do you know about Rachel? Do you know her dreams? I liked that.
I liked it because that's also, I feel like, of all of the times we've seen Clayton interact with these other women, that's the only one we've actually seen a deeper conversation
with.
We knew what the answer was to that question.
That's right. And then the dad says, he said the passion about flying, and he goes, yeah, since eighth grade. He goes, what? Look, she wants to be a pilot. She's got to go to Europe for a year. Like, what's going to, you know, are you going to go? He's like, with Rachel, it's worth it. You know, if I have to go, I'm going to go. And then he's like, okay, well, Rachel's not the only one. Do you have any intention of hurting her? And he said, I don't have any intention of hurting her. Now, this is the only time we saw him say. So either they're editing it really badly and it's just going to be her, or there's a real switcheroo coming, because we see him say, I have no intention of hurting her. I dream about getting down on one knee and proposing to your daughter, which we haven't seen him say anything close to that with any of the other family members. Katie, yeah, you're a doctor of The Bachelor. You've watched every episode.
Yes, I have, unfortunately.
Is there a world in which this editing is so confusing that she doesn't win?
I mean, yeah. I mean, they like to mislead us, but I feel like at this point they don't really. They're kind of just like trying this shit. I mean, it's like it becomes so clear sometimes.
She's the only one that he said anything other than like, nah, I don't love her.
Yeah.
Or I'm not willing to.
I think
she's got to win.
I know.
You picked it. You knew it. So then he goes, I can't get my blessing. I haven't talked to my daughter. Her word is enough. Hey, listen, buddy. If she likes you, I'll pat you on the arm at the end. Again, I have to say,
I liked the dad.
I liked the dad.
I liked him. I thought he was fun. I liked his little pat. I thought all of this was great.
I liked it.
Because he didn't seem like he was faking being a tough dad.
No.
Like,
he's
I feel
a tough
like that
dad.
That was really who
he's
he was.
A for sure tough dad.
And I think that he could tell that his daughter really is falling for this guy.
Well, then she goes and tells the dad, I am falling in love. I've never met someone who truly sees me. And the dad Your new favorite guy says he can be with you instead of in front of you.
Yes, yeah. That was beautiful.
It was beautiful. Tony.
He also start. He actually had a tear and he was like, what's this?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
He said, it seems he would stand next to you. And then she starts crying. I always wanted you to be proud of me. And he's like, and then the dad, like, and then he's like, I love you. Like, and he's like, you better not be mean to her. And yeah. They're teary. And then the dad gives the tap on the arm. And then afterwards, her laryngitis was in full effect outside. Yeah. And she's like, it means so much to me. If I told you I was falling for you, but now I'm falling even harder now. Oh, and then their kiss. And he's like, Rachel could be my wife. Mm-hmm. She's it.
Yeah.
Anything before we go to Jesse Palmer, like getting wheeled out in his cooler.
God. Yeah, it feels like it's her.
It feels really it's hers to lose. Mm-hmm. But he could fuck it up with these other women.
I know.
Well, you always say he's the one he's the horniest for, right? That's always who ends up winning for all of them.
He's the horniest
and,
for her.
And it's often also the one whose family is kind of like, I don't know. Mm.
Yeah, it's never the one that's like a perfect fit.
My friend Dan, he was like, well, it's going to be her because her family doesn't like it.
Yes. That's a great point. Great circle moment. So then Jesse Palmer gets wheeled out and he's like, I'm falling in love with all these women, but I want to be free next week. I just want to go for it. I want to just no more blocks, meaning I get to have sex.
Yeah,
with. We made it to fuck island. You know, like yeah. I want to just be on no blocks. I don't want nothing is held back. I want to fall in love with all of them. He just knows he's finally into the bone zone.
Also, he can have sex with all of them and just maybe like don't say anything.
I know, because it wasn't until Ben Higgins, just don't say
you
it.
You still have to like
just
say
don't
anything.
Say it.
And so, you tell them all while on camera.
Oh my god. It's gonna haunt you.
I fucked all of you.
And I told all of them I'm in love with you.
Well, he still says I'm in love with all three of you and I've been intimate with two of you.
Then
the other girl goes, I can't believe that he slept. How could you be in love with me and sleep with someone else?
Oh my god. So then
jumping ahead. I'm sorry though.
I missed the preview. I'll reenact. So he pleads to her because he gives her a first to Susie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Then to Gabby.
I know. Mm-hmm. I was like, I thought Rachel would have been the first one.
I feel like they were trying to make it seem like Rachel could lose. I think it was a switch like, oh, it's not just so in the bag. Then to Rachel. Cut Serene. I wrote Serene Bachelorette. And then she was pissed. Yeah. She was like, I don't know what to say. And then she said, can I ask you what it was? You said there was no reservations. And she's like, I have nothing else to say to him.
Yeah.
I was
she shut it down.
She was so pissed.
She was pissed.
Yeah. Well, she's the only one that said I love you to him. She's the one who was like all in. Everybody in the family was like, don't mess with her. She lost it on that date.
Did great insight. And I didn't see the preview. So act it out, please, for next week, you guys. All of you. Anna.
Well, it looks like Whitney. It's the three of them, and I guess unless they're cutting it to confuse us.
I know.
Is it Rachel on the balcony?
Susie on the balcony. Unless they're confusing
us. They
all
look alike.
Yeah.
But you see him that I love you, but he's saying that to one. Then you see him screaming it to another one as well, and then he screams it to the third. So he said it to all three of them on the Bone Zone date.
Yeah. Then he's like, you see him. It's like cuts to him like making out with each of them on a bed or whatever, and then it cuts to him being like, I love
all of them.
Does he quit? Yeah. Remember when he was like, I fucked up. I need to quit. That's next week.
They didn't have that in the preview.
In the finale.
Next week is
Fantasy Suites.
So first,
and then his hometown,
which is
the final two.
But that's always the finale. That's the finale.
But then he says, like, I'm so broken.
Yeah, I'm so broken.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's just guess. What do you think happens?
I think Rachel gets it. I just think that's what it's going to be. He's so horny.
Do you think they're still together?
I started doing some.
Okay, then I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
No.
Okay, I don't want to know.
I don't know. I mean, they're all, I don't know anything. I'm just saying I was like, I know, because there was an interview, which I did not read, but with Serene today about getting which I would like to read. I don't know.
I wouldn't have spoilers.
I don't think. I think that they don't. They always lie that they're together until at least like the. Oh, we have the women tell all that's coming.
We have the women
that's
tell all.
That's the big one.
Well, after the final rose, I mean, there have been ones in the past where they're like, we're not together.
But
anymore.
Do they do it before that? It's
I think they've broken
really?
Up before. I mean, well, like Jed and Hannah did,
right? And they filmed that and showed us. I don't know.
And then they, so also in the preview, they show it's a two-night thing. So Monday and Tuesday night are the women tell all.
No, Monday night is women tell all. Tuesday night is fantasy suite.
Oh, so it's just
question.
A
he
event.
Is quite vocal on social media. Is that normal? Great he's like, question. He tweets at everything everyone
says.
Yeah,
I think that's normal.
Because he said a lot of things like he regrets how he handled situations, which is really interesting. Because they kept saying he was going to wait and talk about it in Women Tell All, but then he's been tweeting about it.
Yeah, he really does tweet a lot.
He tweeted something last night like, let me see. I'm like, if you were with someone, would you be this vocal on social media? I don't know.
Yeah. They also were saying like he's still liking like Rachel's things and also okay. like so who they're following.
Well, so who you think Rachel's going to win?
I think Rachel's winning.
Dana?
I think it's Rachel.
Rachel.
Me too. And who do you think is Bachelorette?
I think it's Gabby.
Gabby? Serene or Gabby?
I was thinking Susie and now I'm leaning Gabby.
Tana?
I hope it's Gabby.
I hope Gabby too. You guys, I'm just going to do the actual reviews now.
Yeah, do it.
Okay, great. You guys, we got so many great reviews. We're getting there. We asked for people. We're trying to get to 2,000. We're up to 1.8. And
I'm so proud of you guys.
Oh my God,
so
thank
many
you.
Reviews.
That's so many reviews.
And you have such beautiful ones that come in. I'm always so impressed.
We do. We have a lot of great ones. Here's one that says, never stop becoming a champion. 5 stars, Dr. CCMR. I love this podcast. I love how long the episodes are since I have plenty of time in the car driving around New England for work and I am constantly laughing out loud. It's one of the ones I look forward to every week and I don't even watch the actual show anymore because Will You Accept This Rose is way more entertaining and fun. Arden's energy and the cool vibe of all the guests and the tweets of the week are just a delight. Keep it up, Arden and production team.
Well done.
Well done. Don't we have nice fans, Tana?
Yeah, we really do. They're so nice. Keep leaving those reviews.
Oh my God. We have here's a cute one. Champion wife material, 5 stars. I do not watch the show, not even Paradise, can you believe? Okay. But I won't miss this podcast every week. Little Miss Little Champion Arden.
Oh, that's so nice.
And friends are the best. 5 stars. 5 roses, 5 Draculas, 5 tennis balls, and 5 champions. Aww. And then she put all the emojis.
That's wonderful.
I've never felt so understood. Okay, here's one that's confusing. It's sort of mixed signals. It says 5 stars, but we got 5 stars. She doesn't know when a joke has been run into the ground and it's time to move on. The first time the champion thing was funny, but after the next 75 times, it can be annoying. But other than that, it's a great show. I skip ahead when she talks about tennis and being divorced.
Oh, you know who's annoying? That person.
Well, I just feel like, look, I understand that you just signed up for a Bachelor podcast. Maybe they haven't listened from the beginning.
Yeah.
But I feel like when so much is like, I don't know, when that just makes me feel like I'm like just some like divorcee that talks about tennis.
No.
But I've lost so many people in my life. And like, and then we've also been through a pandemic and I appreciate being able to share where I'm at. One of the things I like about this community is that So it's about also, for me, I'll just say the whole podcast. As a person, I have social anxiety and I've learned how to, this whole podcast has been me taking risks, inviting people, getting to know people more. And so it's getting out of my comfort zone and I always feel better when I do it. And then I've lost both my parents and my marriage. Like 1 through 3 on my call sheet are gone and I've been locked up for 2 years. And so it's just sharing where I'm at. In a way that was like, and I feel like people have responded. So if it's not for you, fast forward, but I have to be able to bring where I'm at in life, not just be a robot talking about The Bachelor.
But you know what I think is interesting? Sorry.
Please, Whitney.
But I think What I think is really nice when I hear you talking about it is because it's you don't assume that every person that's a guest on your show, especially everyone who's like working, that they know the whole backstory. So
right.
It would be really odd to sort of say it and not sort of explain it.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's so much fun each time you sort of explain it and I get more and more excited about it.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I would say, that it's also just really kind to sort of explain to people the backstory.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. And I want to say, speaking of which, we got so many people who do get it, like, and that's what's been so cool, is that it actually seems, and again, if it's not your cup of tea, fast forward, but there are a lot of people who it seems like it's been helpful, because I feel like, look, we're all doing the best we can out there and life is hard, and if you want to also get out of your comfort zone, it's scary and your brain might try to stop you, but it is like trying to be like, no, I'm going to be out of my comfort zone. I'm becoming a champion. So we got so many fun ones. This is so cute. Look at this. This is from a gentleman named Jim Scott. So you can email us at rosepodcast@gmail.com. And if you win our final sleep crown, don't forget to email us the your address at rosepodcast. Look at this. This is from Jim Scott. Be a champion. Dear Art and Tana and production team, thank you for continuing to bring the laughs into 2022. The first impression dick tweet of the week made me laugh for an entire evening.
Me too.
If only because Arden had the most trouble saying the joke without busting a gut. I'm ready to let you know I've officially moved to work at home from my job since March 2020, and I'm sprucing up. So it's official. It's like it was temporary. Now it's official.
Yeah.
So he's sprucing up his home office / workspace. I've taken your mantra for 2022, and I put it up in my newly hung whiteboard. It will help me during those tedious conference calls and emails. Aww. Look at what he wrote. A note to himself. It says, be a champion today. He wrote it in large letters on his board. Yeah, Jim, be a freaking champion today. Like, how cute is that?
I love it.
And that, again, I just love that is what, like, that we're all, and it means something different to different people. He said, please continue bringing the joy to your audience, which I'm fortunate to be a part of, and I hope you continue to broadcast the live shows online. As part of my Michigan had the worst comedy club, so being able to see your amazing PowerPoint slides and Sheen costumes is a delight. Sincerely, Jim S., Grand Rapids, Michigan. We also had somebody named Jackie Collins who emailed in asking if we're going to do another live show. We'll definitely do another one before Sketchfest. We just have to figure. We'll do another one at Dynasty, and maybe we'll do one in New York sometime.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be super fun.
Yeah.
And here's one final one. This is from Samantha Stone, becoming a champion. Dear Arden, Katie, Anna, and everyone else, I love your podcast. On a more serious note, I wanted to thank you for the mechanism of convincing yourself that you are becoming a champion, because it's helped me to improve my confidence a lot in the last month. At the start of 2022, I began taking boxing classes in order to learn something new, get exercise, and feel more secure in myself and my body. The other day, I was doing an individual workout on one of the boxing bags, and my coach came over and asked how I was doing. I looked her straight in the eyes, and I said, I'm great. I'm becoming a champion.
Yeah.
I literally can't believe I said that to her. It was like word vomit. I almost said something else, but before I could, she began clapping her hands together like I figured out the final clue of an escape room.
Oh, wow.
How great is that? So keep going, you guys. You know what? Somebody texted me. They were saying that they love to picture our tennis coach, Brent, similar to the boxing, that Tinsley's boxing guy on Real Housewives in New York.
Similar energy.
Energy. So again, if it's not for you, I understand. Fast forward through, but it seems to be helping other people. And I have to be able to share my real life, or why would I do this?
Because your body is a weapon.
Because my body's a weapon. All right, here we go. To Tweet of the Week.
Woo!
So if you want to participate, so this is our final one. Thank you to the Sleep Crown gal. So you were asking us at the break, Whitney, you were asking us if we actually love the Sleep Crowns because you were thinking about getting one. And we fucking love them. Anna, say what you said.
I love my Sleep Crown. I use it every single night. I bought it before Julie even reached out to us about the Sleep Crown. So this is like, I'm a Sleep Crown loyalist.
Yeah. Ooh. I feel like I want a travel crown. I think I need a travel crown for when
I'm excited for travel because I struggle sleeping outside my own bed, and this will be
I need to get amazing. A travel one. I need to get a travel one. Well, Julie, thank you for being so generous. This is the final one we're sending out. Will you accept the Sleep Crown? All right. Here we go. I've chosen a lot, so we're going to narrow it down. Who's going to get the final sleep crown? Good luck, everybody. This is from Santini35 at Santini35. Of course Clayton likes to be choked. Have you seen how many turtlenecks that centaur wears?
Oh, that's great. True.
Also from Santini35 at Santini35. Heavy boots may not have been the best idea for a ropes course, but it's probably better than his bare hooves.
Oh, that's great. Okay,
here we go to the next one. Here we go. This is from Ginger at Ginge Off the Hinge. Gabby's dad pulled a more romantic move than Clayton has this entire season and didn't utter a single word. We love a silent COVID-aware king.
That's true.
Okay, this is from Carly at RosePetal_CC. This is your weekly reminder that Gabby spent more time in the NFL than Clayton and Jesse combined.
That's amazing.
Okay. They're all strong so far.
Yeah.
This is from Lauren Jean Johnson at Words by L.I.J. How many times will Clayton be asked if he loves someone's daughter before he has to walk away to stare at a tree with his camera to the back? Okay, this one we have to cut out, but it made me laugh. Britt Paulson at Beerit. Susie's dad would like Susie to know that he is not, in fact, dead. Okay. All right, here we go. Is that too dark?
No.
All right, we'll keep it.
He kept saying, like,
okay.
I'll be here.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Rich Horsley at Rich Horsley 13. Did Rachel actually lose her voice or just whisper so much that her voice got stuck there? Okay, so then we have... This is from Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. Tony looks as comfortable talking with Clayton as Trump would look while being deposed by the IRS. Okay, here we go. This is from Justin Paul Spade at Justin Spade. If you exclude anything Carol Baskin ever did, that makeout session betwixt Rachel and Clayton was the most scandalous thing ever to happen in Swamp Fart, Florida.
Yeah.
All right, and then... let's see. This is from Andy Ryan at Andy Boy Story. Gabby in the finale. I knew ever since I got Love Actually'd by my dad that I was falling in love with you. All right. Those are the runners. What do we have for the final two, you guys?
I like the first one about the turtleneck.
Me too. I really liked that
one. Do we like that? And the bare hooves on
the
ropes.
I love the bare hooves.
All right. Let's have it be between the... so we know who wins.
Yeah.
All right, Santini35. You're going to win a sleep crown because these are between you two, but which one's going to win it? At Santini35, of course Clayton likes to be choked. Have you seen how many turtlenecks that centaur wears? Or also Santini35 at Santini35, heavy boots may not have been the best idea for a ropes course, but it's probably better than his bare hooves. All right. I'm going to let Katie go first.
You know, I was... thinking the turtleneck, I like the hose one more.
Okay. All right. Anna, hooves.
I'm going to go turtleneck.
Okay. I'm going to let you be the deciding factor of which one wins, Whitney. And I was kind of hoping this would happen so you could be the picker.
Well, I feel like the first time I heard it, it was the turtleneck. But the second time through, it's the hooves.
Oh, my God. Santini35, you win. Heavy boots may not have been the best idea for a ropes course, but it's probably better than his bare hooves.
Yeah.
Solid. And thank you again to Julie from Sleep Crown. If you want to get your own Sleep Crown, you can go to sleepcrown.com/WYATR and put in code
ROSE for $15 off.
And free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. It's really comforting.
Okay, I'm going to get one.
If you want to send me a travel one, I'll take it. And if you know, I can just get one, like not a fucking scumbag. I didn't mean to drop the F-bomb, everybody. All right, because I've never sworn on this. Whitney, can I just say, can we just salute you? You really were such a wonderful guest. I'm glad this is what happened today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I was nervous through it all, but...
I feel like you truly, like, this was destiny. This is what it was supposed to be. You were great. Can we just say, how great was Whitney?
Natural.
It was really
truly,
great.
Like, great episode.
Dr. Banana.
This is a great. I mean, Whitney is a great addition. I'm glad you got to join us.
Yeah, you'll have to come back. Yeah, you'll have to come play with other people.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah. You're gonna be on the text list now.
Oh boy. This is exciting. I think it's funny because I usually watch it the next day, but I was like watching it live last night, which worked out really.
Kismet.
It really was kismet.
This was so great, and I'm so glad everybody got to see the beautiful person behind the gorgeous art.
I'm so glad you guys like the poop.
Oh my god. We love the Jesse Palmer poop. Well. Would you like to promote your artwork? Do you have a website for your artwork?
No, I'm private. Everything's private.
Okay. So Anna and I, we're doing our Patreon Summer House. It's so funny. You and Brendan are so funny. And we're doing Bravo Summer House. I highly recommend.
Love it.
It's a very funny season.
It really is.
Katie, what would you like to promote?
As always, please go to your local shelter and adopt an animal, foster an animal, donate to the local shelter. And also, please donate to the people in Ukraine. There's World Central Kitchen, Direct Relief, UNICEF, Save the Children. Honestly, if you just go to like Charity Navigator, they have a whole list of places you can give to.
I just want to ask, did you hear about this whole thing? And I don't know who you're supposed to give to, but in Russia that they only use like PayPal for all of like the animal shelters and they've shut off PayPal. So you have to figure out a different way to get money to.
It's been really hard. I've been trying to figure out how to get money to animals there.
Yeah.
IFAW, I should have mentioned that they are helping. And then SPCA International is saying that they're trying to help. Okay. That is something that I've been like really trying to figure out, like how to help more animals. Because I think like IFAW is trying to just get animals out right now. I will update. But yeah, IFAW.
If you want to text us links, we can also put them on the Facebook page.
Animal welfare, yeah.
I love that I love that we talk about this because like life is happening. And we will be back next week. With everything for Women Tell All and for Dream Suites. And Whitney, thank you for showing up. And thank you for being a true American treasure. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Arta Marie. Until next week, goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Will you accept this rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.